Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Heather Johnson, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for 11 years. Today is Wednesday, December 10th. On Wednesdays during Advent, we'll pray through a short scripture and take a few minutes to listen quietly for what God may want to say to us personally. We'll read the same passage three times and pause after each reading. First, simply listen. Second, we'll notice a word or phrase that God highlights. And third, to pray the scripture into our lives. Today's passage is Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. The account of Jesus calming the storm while the disciples feared for their lives. It's a familiar story. Jesus is asleep while life-threatening winds and waves rage around him. In his humanity, Jesus shows us what peace is like by sleeping when the rest of us would be panicking, including the disciples. As I read the passage the first time, simply listen to the story. Notice any words or phrases that stand out to you. Mark 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I'm struck that they're in a life-threatening storm precisely because they obeyed Jesus' instruction to go to the other side. Lord, how often am I surprised when fear and chaos rise, even after I've followed what you've asked me to do? So much of me assumes that life should be smooth sailing if I'm walking with you. Lord, when challenges hit and I start to think I've missed the mark or that you've left me, help me remember more quickly that you are at peace. Teach me to bring my fear and my disillusionment to you, to picture you asleep in the boat, unshaken, unsurprised, and near, so your peace can steady my heart. Let's read the scripture again. After this second reading, I'll pause to give you space to talk with the Lord about any word or idea that he might highlight for you. Mark 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?" The peace of Advent is not the absence of storms, but the presence of Jesus who says, "Peace, be still." After I read the passage one last time, I'll pause and give you space to pray that same peace over whatever feels chaotic, overwhelming, or beyond your control today. Mark 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea obey him?" Take a moment now to pray Jesus' words, "Peace be still," over your own life. Jesus, you are the one who commands the wind and the waves. Speak your peace over our anxious hearts and our restless minds. Where we feel tossed and unsteady, calm us. Where we feel overwhelmed, strengthen us. Where we feel alone, remind us that you are in the boat with me. Teach us to trust your presence more than the circumstances we experience around us. And let your peace, deep, steady, and unshakable, take root in us this Advent. Amen.